Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you.
Business update with Goulash Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, there's a mall that people often get lost in. Well, there's two. The first one is Menlyn Mall. If you don't know where you parked, it can take you an hour. The other one is Four Ways Mall. And that mall is so big, even the business in Four Ways Mall got lost and they had to come up with the turnaround strategy. How far along is that now?
It's about 2 years in now, and it seems as though they're slowly making progress. So there's a wonderful article on MoneyWeb which actually details some of the updates that they've shared, in particular when it comes to the South African Real Estate Investment Trust, known as a REIT, Accelerate Property Fund, which co-owns Four Ways Mall with Azra Pot. Now, you might recall that previously we had covered themes around the debt that they had struggled with and, of course, trying to compensate certain investors who at some point wanted to buy out. But it does seem as though they have made some progress. They have slashed their vacancy rate, which is essentially the percentage at which there's empty stores within their malls, from 24% to 13%. So if anything, they're making a step in the right direction. But double-digit vacancies in the property space is not a good figure to stand on. Now, from what we do understand, they have enhanced the level of security within the mall. Lighting as well has been included in certain aspects, especially in parking, when we spoke to a few of the leaders there. But coupled with that, they have opened up their doors to new tenants, in particular Muchachos, a pet shop, Science, including Levisons. So it's not quite certain yet as to how they're going to continue to expand on this particular aspect, but they're also trying to embark on an entertainment arena that includes the like of Total Ninja, which provides more of like something similar to Bounce. Think of Planet Fitness as well in Club Block 11. So looking at attracting multi-generational shoppers, keeping them in the mall for longer to appeal to everyone's needs, essentially. And the strategy does seem as though it's slowly paying off. But we will be sure to follow up on this one with the company that's been appointed as the managing agents, Flanagan and Gerard. We've spoken to them several times about these particular updates, so we'll definitely keep you updated on Kaibiz.
Ah, okay. It used to be JHI that used to manage those properties, so I guess they've got new ones there. Interest rates going down yet again. This is good news, I suppose, for us immediately. But it's bad news if you look into the future, because it indicates that things may still get tough.
Things are tough already, and they may continue to. And given the global context that we live in, the back and forth in terms of the trade tariffs with Trump in court and out of court now, and of course, just how this adds a conundrum in terms of what this will drive in terms of global inflation. Now, these are all some of the indicators that the MPC did allude to yesterday. The governor was also very specific in his Q&A session that they are doing their best to address the needs in terms of inflation targeting in South Africa. And because inflation typically has been slightly lower than their particular forecasts, they do believe that this is the right time to take a very dovish approach. In other words, cutting interest rates aggressively and also trying to make sure that they do play their role using monetary policy tools to help stimulate some level of growth. What also stands out quite significantly is the fact that of all six members, they all voted for a count, one actually preferring a 50 basis point cut. And that's the point. You're quite right. Because we aren't anticipating that South Africa's growth forecasts have been incredibly benign, we do need to see some level of growth and stimulation, not only to prop up economic growth in South Africa, but other tools such as fiscal policy will also have to come into play here in order for us to see the desired results.
Mm. And so what are the markets looking like?
The markets, I think we should actually expect for quite a tough day ahead, largely driven by factors in the US. Essentially, there was a court ruling in Manhattan. One of the international trade courts there actually told Donald Trump that, hold on, you overstepped your powers by launching the Liberation Day policies and tariffs that he imposed. But it does seem as though this has been overturned and contested in an alternative court. So this back and forth just leads to further uncertainty, which the market doesn't like. So locally, we'll be opening up from 94,726 points. Expect a few company updates. The likes of Dis-Chem have already published their numbers and their profits are looking solid. Let's talk currencies now. We've held very steady, especially in the month of May. 1784 is where we're trading so far. 2404 to the British pound and 2024 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Goulash Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.